Well, coming up in a couple of weeks, coming to Adelaide, is Liz Martin, who's a musician, an advocate, and sounds like there's going to be a bit of fun happening for a couple of Sundays. How are you going, Liz?
I'm well, Peter. How are you going?
Pretty good. Now, you're coming to Adelaide on the 15th and 22nd of July.
That's right. We're doing some workshops open for people with disability who want to explore electronic music making.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Sound Clash. It's going to be awesome. And if people are curious about making music, if they've got no experience or if they've got a little bit of experience, heaps of experience, everyone's welcome to come along.
Okay, so how does making music technology work compared to the old-fashioned way?
Well, we're using heaps of gear that is just a lot more accessible, so different sorts of controllers, that you can have different sort of mobility or and still access the music making. So some of it's one is called a theremin, and it's based on the old theremin. So it's about it's magic. It's just magic. It's different. It's different to playing pianos and flutes and so on. It's all just different kinds of controllers. And we're going to be using a whole heap of different things from, you know, the theremin to iPad controllers, Korg controllers, Chaos pads. One's called a Jelly Bean. You just got to come and check it out. There's going to be heaps of different gear to play with, and hopefully we can get a bit of a jam happening and make some interesting sounds together and just explore.
Now, when you talk about disabilities, any particular type of disabilities or any disability and you can be part of this?
No, any disability and you can be part of it. We'd love to have you come along. People are welcome.
Yeah, now we'll give the details when we wrap up as to how people can get in touch with Access to Arts. They're facilitating you coming to Adelaide. Liz, tell us a little bit about yourself. As I said, you're an advocate and a musician and involved with Hack Music as well. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. First time we've spoken to you.
Well, yeah, I'm a muso. I've been writing and performing for a while. I don't want to tell you how long.
You started when you were very young.
I did. I started when I was very young.
Yeah.
And I did actually come to Adelaide a couple of years ago and work with Restless Dance.
Oh, yeah.
And I did the sound for one of their pieces called Touched. And that was brilliant, brilliant experience. So it'd be really lovely to come back to Adelaide again. I run a music program here in Sydney called Hack Sounds, which is an inclusive electronic program. We actually use a lot of the same gear. And I've always had a fascination for making music, but I've always had a real desire to see all types of people be able to access music. So I've worked with young people, I've worked with people with disability, and I'm really... really keen to see people, everyone be able to access it and have the experience of exploring sound. It's just so fun, you know.
So in a sense, is this maybe aimed at more younger people with disabilities that might be a bit more into the technology and sort of incorporating that into their love of music as well?
Yeah, although I wouldn't say just because it's electronic that older people wouldn't be keen.
I know.
I mean, the age range at Hack Sounds, it goes right through to, I think, the oldest person is, I'm guessing, approaching 70.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so...
Never too old.
You're never too old. It's just about exploring sound, and I think the main thing you really need to have is curiosity and a sense of playfulness and a willingness to mess up.
Okay. Now, you're going to be at the Adelaide Mill, which is 154 Angus Street, right in the city, so quite accessible as far as public transport, nice and central on a Sunday. So what do people need to bring themselves? Do they need to have anything or do you provide it all?
No, we'll have everything there. They just need to turn up and be keen and open-minded, and then we can have some fun and create some sounds. I think it'd be really great.
And if people haven't had sort of formal music training or, you know, any sort of past experience with music per se, that doesn't matter either?
No, it doesn't matter. Heaps of the gear is truly, you just experiment and play with it, and it's very friendly. Obviously, some of it you can delve further into, but a lot of it you can get a lot out of playing it with virtually no experience with and just that really, that sense of being open and willing to give things a go.
And I guess you never know what it might lead to, particularly maybe people have wanted to do something like this in the past, but that opportunity hasn't arisen. Who knows what imaginative juices might start flowing?
Oh, definitely. And also, you know, it's a chance to meet a whole bunch of people that are into the same sort of thing. So, you know, it's the two Sundays, but you never know what's going to grow out of that and what connections you're going to make by being there and being in the room and meeting other people.
Can people come to just one or the other? They don't have to come to both, or do they?
No, they can. I mean, it'd be great if they came to both.
Yeah.
And definitely, if they want to just come to one of them, that's fine as well.
Okay, so it's, as I said, the two Sundays, the 15th and 22nd of July, between 11 and 2 at Mill Adelaide, which is 154 Angus Street in the city. Now, it's being facilitated by Access to Arts, so I guess the best thing would be to contact Access to Arts to book, or at least if they want to find out a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them a call or send them an email at Access to Arts. Ask questions. Let them know if you have any access requirements that might make it, you know, whatever you need to have an awesome time, you just let us know and we'll do our best to make that happen.
Okay, their phone number is 8463 1689, 8463 1689, or info@access2arts, that's access2arts.org.au. Lisa, have you got a website if people want to find out a bit more about you?
Sure, if people want to check me out, I'm at lizmartin.com.au.
Easy. Liz, good luck. Good luck. Hope you have a great time in Adelaide. Hope a lot of people turn up. It sounds like it's going to be a really exciting, interesting, and as you said, a real fun time.
Great. Thanks, Peter. I can't wait.
Okay. Liz Martin there, a musician, advocate, involved with Hack Sounds. There's lots of other things. So it's two Sundays, the 15th and the 22nd of July, at Mill Adelaide, which is 154 Angus Street. Again, the phone number for Access to Arts is 8463 1689 or info@access2arts.org.au.